endearing inside.
Yeah, you're exactly right. I think, in addition to that, the first time these two teams played, Sandusky really beat them early with their press. Lakers had a hard time handling that. They've got to correct that. And conversely, if they were paying any attention the last week to what Reese and Brown City did to Sandusky, they reversed roles and basically put heavy pressure on them to try and force them into some ball handling issues. So I'll be curious if Coach Kama comes out in some type of press and tries to wear them out a little bit.
And the Sandusky side, as man as I've got for them, score early, take Lakers out of their comfort zone and play some pressure defense. I think if they come out and intimidate the guards for Lakers, they can take care of this game. Although Kama handles the ball for them, and she does a pretty good job of doing that. So, but that's my keys for them there.
I would agree. I think what Lakers may have a hard time doing is coming back from a big deficit. So if Sandusky can jump out early and get a 12-14 point lead, that might be tough for Lakers to come back from. So,
I think it's going to be a great game here. My prediction for tonight, I'm going to take Lakers 44, Sandusky 43. I'm going for the mini upset. I guess it'll be a big upset early.
Well, it'll be an upset. I got to stick with the favorite, being a GTC East guy from Mobley and originally from Orlando. I got to go with Sandusky tonight. So I'm going to pick them 52-41.
All right, and we'll let you know what our next one is for the next game at in between games. We will be staying here tonight bringing you both games. But we'll take a quick look before we go to a break here. Over at Class C, number 89, which is who the winner would move on and play here. Saginaw Valley Lutheran plays Reese at Reese. I'm going with Saginaw Valley Lutheran, 54-50 over Reese.
I'm going to pick Reese in a little bit of an upset there. Close game, but I think Reese pulls it out.
And then, of course, New Lothrop and Montrose is playing, and I'm going to take New Lothrop, 66. Montrose is going to go down to 41.
Yeah, I would agree. New Lothrop wins that game pretty easy.
And then we come back from this break, and we will let you know what we think of the Brown City-New Haven matchup and the Vassar one. We'll be back after we hear from some sponsors.
Orion dribbles it down the court, passes to Shelby at the top of the key. Shelby cuts down the lane and, blatantly fouled by Smith. Shelby will get two free throws. It doesn't look like Shelby's getting up. He may be out for the remainder of the game.
When you have any sports injury, major or minor, talk to your doctor. Then take your assessment and treatment order to Narayan Rehabilitation of Bad Axe. Certified athletic trainer Stacey Cray knows all sports. She has responded to on-field and on-court injuries at area school athletic events for the past 6 years. Stacey Cray is trained in sports-specific injuries. Knowing past and future physical demands on the injured area helps her design the most effective treatment program to get you back in the game fast. When sports injury rehabilitation is prescribed, get the best care from the people who care and who know sports injuries. Narayan Rehabilitation, just west of Bad Axe on M53. Need a special appointment time? Narayan Rehabilitation can schedule treatments outside of regular business days, and they're already expanded hours.
Sandpoint residents, now is the time to switch your local phone service to Pigeon Telephone Company. Why? How about you can switch right now and keep your same phone number? How about a wider local calling area? Switch to Pigeon Telephone and call Caseville, Bayport, Bad Axe, Cass City, Elkton, Gagetown, Kindy, Pigeon, Port Austin, Unionville, and Sebring, all with a local call and local offices you can stop into. Certain restrictions apply. It's time to switch your local phone service to Pigeon Telephone. Stop by their offices at 20 South Main Street or call 1-800-292-0614 and make the switch today.
At Main Street Cafe and Bakery in Pigeon,
we always have you in mind.
Cause we're a friend of the family.
Tuesday night, head south over the border for Main Street Cafe's Mexican Fiesta Night. You'll save mucho dinero with most Mexican items under $6. Thursday evenings, let your taste buds travel to the Far East for Main Street Cafe's Oriental Night, with entrees to tantalize the most discriminating palate. Friday night, enjoy the delicacies of the deep. All-you-can-eat seafood buffet featuring many seafood entrees with salad bar, all for $8.20.
We always have you in mind.
Cause we're a friend of the family.
Friend of the family.
Sunday, come home with a family for the breakfast buffet from 9 till 2 for only $7.25. Main Street Cafe and Bakery is truly a world of flavors.
We're back here at Harbor Beach High School, where they're just introducing the starting players for the Lady Lakers and the Sandusky Redskins. Right, go ahead with our starters.
Yeah, real quick for Sandusky at guard tonight, we have Lauren Krause and Kelsey Stafford. Forward, Whitney Fox and Emily Hill. And at center, the 5'11 senior Kelly Ruggles. For Lakers at guard, we have Taylor Comet and Krista Crone. Forwards, Casey Peterson. freshman Erica Madison, and at center, the freshman Kayla Deering.
And, you know, the only really big thing I can see that Sandusky did, they gave up 21 points to Gorman at Bay City against Brown City. And then, of course, their notable games that they had, and those were both losses, to Reese, 58-41, and to Brown City, 45-36 on their home court. And that was, you know, that came in on a two-game losing streak into the district. And, of course, they had a really easy game here on Monday night, which just made something else to have a little bit of confidence, too, here, and not quite be ready for the Lady Lakers.
I talked to Coach Amaya about that today, and he was, I don't know if he was grateful they lost those games, but I think it kind of brought his kids back to reality, and he was okay with that. He said they really were focused Monday night, came out strong, and he's expecting the same performance out of them tonight, so we'll see.
He thinks that 8 points in the first quarter was strong?
I
don't know if the question, but
I understand.
So, real quick here, we'll take a look at the Class C number 81, which is New Haven versus Brown City. I'm taking New Haven. I think New Haven plays a tough league, and I think they're used to Brown City. They're not going to be intimidated. Brown City's not quite the powerhouse they usually are. I'm going to take them 51-48. I think the game comes on the ball handling, but I'll take Brown City in the close one. And then in the other game down there, it's Vassar versus Marlott. That's going to be a good game, but I think looking at what Marlott did the other night to Dryden, I think Marlott's coming out, and they're going to make another statement, and it's going to be 66-33.
I think it depends which Vassar team shows up. I think they can give Marlott all they want, but in the end, they do take Marlott to win in the close one.
So that's what we got there. And, of course, going on in the Class D, about 10 miles north of here, Owen Gage versus Akron Fairgrove is the first one. I'm going with Owen Gage 54, Akron Fairgrove 31.
Yeah, Owen Gage should really have no trouble with Fairgrove tonight.
And then we've got North Huron versus Port Hope up there, and I'm taking Port Hope 54-48. I don't think it's going to be a breeze, but it's going to be a challenge.
I agree. Pretty much because it's Port Hope's home court, I'll take them too in a real close game, maybe 37-36.
All right, and we're getting ready for tip-off here. And I have three officials tonight, Brent.
We got three good ones tonight. Ken Moska, Tim Heiderman, and Tom Wright, from Port Huron and Southern area down there. They do a real good job.
And the tip is off, and Lakers are not going to win that tip and control. They're going to be going from right to left on your dial in their dark green uniforms with the white trim. Sandusky will be going from right to left, and they're in their white with their red and white, red and blue trim. And that first shot was up and altered there, right into the hands of Sandusky. And bringing the ball up the court for Sandusky is Klaus. Klaus swings it to the left side to Fax. Fax skips it all the way across to Klaus, and on the other side she tries to dribble baseline. She's tied up there. They skip it back to the top two. Stoffer swings it around to Kroos. The back. Nope. Not a Kroos. And she tries to feed it inside, but it's tipped away by Lakers, but it's trapped down there by Hale. Now they get it back to the top of the key. They're being very patient, very deliberate here, but right there on the side is Casey Peterson. She picks up the ball, steals it, brings it up the court. Now she throws it over to Kroos. Kroos sets up her offense. They swing it to the left side to Comet. Comet calls it out. They swing it to the right side to Madison. Madison gets it down in the paint to Peterson, who elected not to take the shot, bounced past it back out. I thought she had a pretty good shot take there, don't you?
She did, and Madison left hands will take that shot, so I'm a little surprised she didn't, but they're looking around trying to get the best shot they can, I think.
She was a little off balance, though, too, to give her credit. It was slightly smart. It would have been deflected, and now we get a long three shot taken there by Madison, and she turns that one over. Oh, I'm sorry, misses the shot there, and the rebound goes right into the hands of Kroos, and Kroos brings the ball up the court. Swings it to the right side. Now they dip it down inside the handle. She's covered there tightly by Deering, that's the first time I've seen Deering, and she is a nice size player. Pretty good to have a post player like that.
Well, she does a really good job. If she can make sure she keeps her on the front of the girl she's guarding, they'll be in good shape, and so far she's been able to do that.
We're almost 2 minutes into this ball game and no score here, which is a good plus for Lakers. And that's so good for Sandusky.
Both teams kind of out in a 2-3 zone, just kind of moving across the court as the ball gets shifted, and we'll see how that goes for them.
And in the corner, that was Cron for a long three, no good, but rebound hustled down there by Madison. Madison gets it, she throws it inside to Deering. Deering goes up and uses the ball. She didn't even get off her feet, she just slammed it right back up in there. So Lakers takes the first lead.
She had double coverage, they had it from front and back, but she made a nice turn and used the glass and got the bucket.
She's a freshman, imagine what they're going to teach her about getting off her feet in a couple years. Okay. Sandusky with the ball, swinging around the top, Kroos looks to feed it inside. This time they do. They feed it inside the rebound, and rebound on the back door, cut off from Hale. Nice move there between the post players. Nice little bounce pass to get it in, and they're on the board now.
Lakers has got to do a better job of denying that bottom of the post. They didn't do a good job denying the pass, and then as soon as the post got it, the other post dropped down from the free throw line and had an easy layup. They've got to do a better job of defending that.
And Sandusky came out there with a token press. They really didn't put a lot of pressure there. Lakers had no problem. They tried to feed it into Deering. She drops it. And we're going to give a